Hi, welcome again to Ask the Kids podcast.
This is Pearl. And Luke Stegner.
And today I'm talking to Luke about a book he's read recently.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. By who?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
All right, so Luke thought he might answer some questions.
Yep.
For me. Kind of book report style, right?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Fire away.
Okay, fire away. So, starting out, what's the setting of this story, The Hobbit?
It starts out in The Hobbit's house, the hill. The first lines are, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, eerie, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing to eat in it or to sit down or to eat. But it was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort."
Well, it sounds like you. Sounds like a place you'd like to live, Luke.
Hmm.
Okay, so wait, it starts out in a hole in the ground. Isn't it called the Shire or something?
Yeah, it's called the Shire, yeah.
Okay, and so what happens in this story? What's this story about?
Well, it's about digging for treasure from a dragon.
Oh, wow. So is the hobbit is digging for treasure?
It's kind of complicated, actually. There's okay. More than one character.
Okay, so I'm going to quiz you with some questions you wrote down earlier. Okay? You ready?
Yeah, sure.
What is the Hobbit's name?
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins. What is the dragon's name?
I have to look at that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's kind of... Oh, yeah. Smaug.
Smaug? Okay, and what's the golem creature's name?
Golem. Because the reason that that's his name is because every time he talks, he makes a weird golem sound. And that's how he got his name.
Okay. Yeah. What were the dwarves' names?
Well, there were lots. There's so many that I'm probably going to...
Give me a few. Just a few.
No, I'm going to give you all of them.
Okay.
Feely and Keely, Dory, Nori, Ori, Oin, Gloin... Biffer, Boffer, Bomber, and Thorin, Dwalin, Balin, and the wizard, Gandalf.
Okay, is the wizard, a hobbit?
No, they're all dwarves. Except the hobbit, Bilbo Baggins.
The hobbit is not a dwarf?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the difference between a hobbit and a dwarf?
Hobbits never, ever grow beards.
Oh.
And they're also not... They're also not always up for adventure. Hobbits aren't always up for adventure as much as dwarves because, well,
they like
let's just say that hobbits like...
They're hole in the ground, right?
They're more like the comfortable type instead of the adventurous type.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So basically, the hobbit is going on a big adventure. Is that what this is about?
Not only the hobbit, the dwarves.
Okay.
Too. Oh, and the wizard.
What's something that happens in the towards the middle of the story that they have to overcome? Is there a conflict?
Let's see. I don't know. Golem is somewhere at the beginning. So, well, let me think about that. Oh, yeah. There's also some spiders that tried to eat them, but... they get away, yeah.
That's one of the conflicts?
Yeah.
Okay, do you recommend this book?
Yes, I definitely do.
What kind of person would enjoy reading it?
That's kind of hard to answer, actually.
Well, an old person? A young person?
I'd say someone who's old, yes.
Oh, you don't think young people like it?
Well... Before I read it, I was like, I really want to read it because then I'll be able to read lots of the old-fashioned stories. And by the old-fashioned stories, I meant Wind in the Willows and Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
But it turns out those aren't that old-fashioned.
Yeah, they're still a good story anyway, right?
Yeah, but I like Chronicles of Narnia most.
When was this book, The Hobbit, written? Do you know?
No idea. No idea.
Yeah, on the inside of the front cover, it always has maybe one or two pages in. It'll tell you when it was first published. No, do you see up here anywhere? Actually, I don't think we're there. Okay, right here. Do you see that? 1937. Can you believe it? That's when it was written. Do you know how many years ago that was?
No.
Well, it's 2020 right now. Can you do the math?
I'm not going to. I thought we were supposed to do a podcast, not math class.
Good point. Okay. Okay, so who wrote it again? Tell me.
J.R.R. Tolkien. I have no idea why he has two middle names.
But would you read another book by him, do you think, just based on his book, The Hobbit?
Well, first I'd have to know what other books he made.
Have you ever heard of Lord of the Rings?
Yes, and on the cover of this book it says Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. So.
Mm-hmm. It says The Enchanting Prelude. That means it's like a prequel. Like in Star Wars, how things happen before other things happen.
Yeah, that's true.
This is like how the beginning of it all happens. Okay, well, nice visiting with you today.
Yep.
Luke, I'll see you again soon on the Ask the Kids podcast.